أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنما توعدون لآت وما أنتم بمعجزين. قل يا قوم اعملوا على مكانتكم إني عامل فسوف تعلمون من تكون له عاقبة الدار إنه لا يفلح الظالمون. صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayah number 135 and 136 of Surah Al-An'am. In the previous ayat, previous verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had spoken about the darajat of different deeds and the fact that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is Al-Ghani. Allah is independent, He does not need our deeds, our iman. But at the same time, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is one of mercy, Allah Ta'ala is the master of mercy, and together with that, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is almighty. Allah can bring into existence whomsoever Allah Ta'ala so desires. Allah Ta'ala can destroy whomsoever Allah Ta'ala desires. In this ayah, innama tu'aduna la'at, certainly what you have been promised is definitely to come. Wama antum bimu'jizin, and you are not one that can frustrate, turn away, avert what is to come. What is to come is the day of Qiyamah. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's address is more to the disbelievers. For the believers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's address on the same issue is so different. Man kana yarju liqa'a Allah fa inna ajala Allahi la'at. That person who aspires to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that meeting is going to take place. In other words, you will be blessed with that meeting of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. You will be blessed with all the ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala changes, speaking about the same event, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala changes the mode of speech. Innama tu'aduna la'at. Certainly what you have been promised is to come. وَمَا أَنْتُمْ بِمُعْجِزِينَ, and you will not be able to frustrate or escape from what is to come. What you cannot escape from, what you cannot frustrate, that is the adab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about from time to time in the Quran Sharif. In this world, you may think that you will escape anything, but there in front of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, there is absolutely no escape. There is no one that will escape the standing on the day of Qiyamah. Now thereafter, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala addresses our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to address the disbelievers. قُلْ يَا قَوْمِ اعْمَلُوا عَلَى مَكَانَتِكُمْ إِنِّي عَامِلٌ. Say, O Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O my people, اعملوا, practice على مكانتكم, upon your makan, upon your place. In other words, in your current situation, in your current position, you carry on doing what you do. Inni amil, I am also practicing what I have to practice. Now, here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala address is to show that what we believe and how we believe is what we will practice and how we will practice. If a person believes in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, a person has iman and yaqeen in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that practice will be of iman and yaqeen, that practice will be in conformity to the commandments of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, pleasing Allah ta'ala. The greater the quality of iman, the greater the status of one's yaqeen, then that practice also will be with greater ikhlas, greater sincerity, greater dedication. The less, of course, then that will be less. If a person does not believe in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, like he heard the address to the mushrikeen, they believe in their idols and they practice what they practice, they sacrifice in the name of their idols, then carry on doing that. On your hal, on your condition, you also continue doing it. But what will happen? فَسَوْفَ تَعْلَمُونَ مَنْ تَكُونُ لَهُ عَقِبَةُ الدَّارِ. Soon you will know that for who is the favorable end of the abode. In other words, whose results will be the best. That will be known at the time when you leave this world, and then you will see this whole different realm, this whole different alam, the alam-e barzakh, and then that will lead to the alam-e qiyamah. Here we have given you da'wat, we've invited you, we've spoken to you, we've sent the Nabi, we've sent the Kitab, we have done everything and we continue to do it. But now if you do not want to accept, you do not want to believe, then continue doing what you have to do. It is like how we would always say to our subordinates, our young ones, do what you have to do and then you'll see the results of it. Here, very interestingly, Hafiz Ibn Kathir rahimahumullah, he said that Allah Ta'ala says, man takunu lahu aqibatu dar, that for who the result of the abode would be, the favorable result of the abode would be. Allah Ta'ala did not say darul akhirah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not attach anything with regards to akhirah. Allah Ta'ala had left it at ad-dar, the ultimate abode. So here the ultimate abode would also mean in this world. In this world, especially in the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this address was in absolute perspective. That Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying to the Quraysh, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is announcing to the world, and what happened? In this world, many a great kingdoms had fallen, many a great governments had fallen, all to the deen of Islam and to the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whether it was the empire of the Iranians, the Iraqis, whether it was the Byzantine Empire, all of it had crushed and crumbled. And in this world already, that ad-dar had started, that ultimate abode of success had begun for the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Innahu la yuflihu al-zalimun. Certainly the wrongdoers will not be successful. The oppressor will not be successful. They would go for a while, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will definitely and certainly change conditions. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka.